Would you take your kids out of school, hit the open road or buy some plane tickets and set off on an adventure with an unknown return date? Lots of families do it, so much so that it's even got a name. It's called world schooling. Meet the world schooling wonder family, the Mullins.
Hi, my name is Krista Mullins.
I'm Evan Mullins from Atlanta, Georgia as well. We've got four kids.
My name is Thatcher. I am 11 years old.
My name is Levi and I'm 8 years old.
Hi, I'm Finn and I'm 6.
I'm Pepper and I'm 4.
In May this year, the family left their home in Atlanta, Georgia to become citizens of the world with no fixed address.
We couldn't not, is what I try to tell people, is this has been a dream of ours for so many years. We got married very early during university and we finished and had the plan to join the Peace Corps in the United States, which is like a volunteer international service. We went to join and realized that I couldn't join because I was Canadian. So that dream was just dashed, and for a long time, you know, we were in the throes of having babies and
that dream, the dream of travel kind of is part of what brought us together, and then we had to just kind of put it aside and wait, and I got busy with life, and we're like, it wasn't fulfilling us like we wanted it to, so.
With small steps, the family started to action their dream, taking road trips to Canada over the summers, with the longest stint there lasting 6 weeks.
It was a magical summer, and we just thought, if you have a job that allows you to work from anywhere, what are we doing? Like, why are we not going to go travel? Like, what if there were no strings attached?
Evan's what's known as a digital nomad, meaning his work is online. As long as his employer is agreeable and he has an internet connection, he can work from anywhere. Fortunately, he found an employer who was happy for him to build websites from anywhere in the world. So the family decided to take the plunge, sell their house and begin their journey.
We had a neighbor down the street put our house up on the market, and we were thinking about this. We were trying to figure out if we wanted to rent our house or sell our house. We just put a sign in the yard and someone bought our house. It was less than a week.
Yeah. And what did your friends and family say about the decision?
It was a mixed bag. We had good support, but we also had a lot of worry. Some family and friends thinking we were off the deep end, being crazy.
The Mullins initially planned on travelling in an RV across America, but unreliable internet connections for Evan's work proved challenging. With a yearning to go international, the family stumbled upon the idea of house-sitting. It essentially means free accommodation anywhere in the world, as long as the family can afford to fly there and find enough house sits to balance out the cost of the airfares.
We sold our house the end of May, and we did a road trip through the United States and up to Canada, like we do over the summers. And then we had a house sit in Colorado, so we kind of went back down out west. And then a family reunion, and we left to Fiji. We went to Fiji first and lived with a village. Like, it's not resort Fiji. It's like the real Fiji experience. And we lived with the village in Pohoro. Whew, it was magical. It was seriously so amazing. We spent just a week there.
From Fiji, the family found a two-month house sit in central Victoria in the town of Castlemaine, where they've been settling into the community.
Here in the goldfields, we've done a lot of learning about gold mining and the gold rush era.
We've learned a lot about the native animals of Australia.
Yeah.
We've taken quite a few trips to Melbourne to go to the museum there, a few museums. Mm-hmm. So we latched onto the idea kind of a slow travel. Like, if you go on vacation and you spend a week in Bali and then you come home, like, you cram your week full of exciting things. But we're like, let's take it easy and go slower. Like, part of our philosophy is to not be a tourist. We're trying to just be travelers. We want to get to know cultures, get to know different areas and the history of the area.
Live like the locals.
Right. So we're trying to get to know, each place we are and just really treat it like we live there.
If you go online and search for world schooling, there's a whole community offering tips on how to do it, where to visit, and families sharing their adventures of travel. I'm curious how the Mullins' four children, who are all under 11, are finding it.
My name is Thatcher. I am 11 years old, and my favourite part of the trip we've been on is probably Fiji. Fiji was really, really fun. We didn't have to do school that much. It was mostly play all day and eat. And at the end of the day, drink a little bit of kava, then play some more, hide from mom so we didn't have to go to bed.
Each day while they're away, Krista homeschools the children in reading, writing and maths, along with other subjects. I'm interested in her take on how the children have adapted to their global roaming.
They are having a blast. Like, the other day we were sitting around the table and, you know, I always try to ask them how they're feeling, how are they handling things, because I know that not everything, we won't see everything that's happening. And they're all happy. They're really loving it. It was difficult at first. They really struggled leaving their friends and leaving. They didn't struggle with losing all their toys. When we started selling everything, they took it like champs. I mean, there were like a few stuffed animals that we just couldn't part with. A few things they asked to keep in storage. We do have a few boxes in storage. But they've done remarkably well.
We've heard them say, like, while we're on a hike or out, they're like, this is my favorite place in the world. Or, yeah. Like, I'm so glad that we're doing this. Or, like, our four-year-old is talking about different, like, she likes to look at the map and talk about where New Zealand is and where Australia is, where we're from. And just, like, it's really cool to see them be citizens of the world instead of just their own little neighborhood.
What about some of the challenges? So there's a lot of beauty, I imagine, mm-hmm. in being free, but yeah. What are some of the challenges and some of the luxuries that you have had to perhaps do without that you kind of miss?
It's not always easy. It's not roses and sunshine everywhere you go. Moving days are definitely the hardest. So the days when we're traveling between places is just really stressful on both of us, and then we're trying to manage the kids who are also feeling stressed.
One challenge may be just trying to get into the community as much as we want to. The duration of our stay is dependent on the house sit, so, I mean, we've been here in Castlemaine for 2 months, but we have a lot of other ones that are maybe only 10 days, so we're trying to figure out how we're going to get integrated with the community, and I think surprisingly enough, Facebook has been a great resource that we can look for groups and join them, and then when we show up, we kind of know a few people already, and we can jump right in. Like, we've joined a homeschool group here. Surprisingly, it was a great timing when we actually showed up here, because it was the beginning of term, so we signed up for we signed up for soccer teams and circus class and ballet class, and it has been really great to just jump in.
What's this experience been like for the two of you as a couple?
It's been really good. It's been challenging too. Like I said, it's not always happy. You know, we've had to figure out how to navigate each other's stresses. You know, like sometimes we're just kind of at each other and we're like, what is going on? And it's like, okay, like talk about what's stressing you. Like tell me what's going on inside your mind, because it's coming out like we're angry at each other, but really we're just stressed. So we've had to work a lot on our communication.
You have that feeling when you leave home and go to college that, like, you're on your own and, like, you're testing yourself, you're proving yourself. I feel like we're kind of doing that as a family now. Like, we have left the familiar, we've left home, and we're just wandering.